Live from Star Studios, this is Star News.
With the 5:30 News headlines, I'm Alison Baird.
And I'm Tristan Van Deventer. St. Andrews University has been awarded one of the Queen's Anniversary Prizes, recognizing excellence in further and higher education. The Sea Mammal Unit, part of the university's School of Biology, has been selected as a world leader in applied research promoting better practices for the health and governance of the ocean environment. A total of 18 universities were awarded in the Diamond Jubilee rounds of the prizes at a reception at St. James's Palace yesterday. Director of the unit, Professor Ian Boyd, and University Chancellor Sir Ming Campbell were both in attendance.
The government has announced new incentives to combat youth unemployment by subsidising work and training placements. The Youth Contract Scheme will give employers subsidies worth £2,275,000 to take on 18 to 24-year-olds for 6 months. With one in five young people not in worker education, these government incentives have been branded as providing hope for thousands of young people. The programme will begin in April next year and will also include more support at job centres with extra time with advisors.
St. Andrew's Day celebrations kick off tonight with the beginning of the St. Andrews Festival 2011. The weekend's program includes concerts, Kaylee's, and several other events. This evening, the Red Hot Chili Pipers will hold a concert in the venue outside Madras College. Volunteer stewards are still being recruited to help out this weekend. Anyone who is interested should contact Chloe Hill through her university email, ch564.
And the weather is changing in Scotland. Severe weather warnings have been announced for northern Scotland with the danger of gales and storm force winds. Strong wind alerts have been issued for the Highlands and the Western Isles, while flooding could affect the areas of Argyll, Bute, Caithness, Sutherland, Dumfries and Galloway. The nasty weather conditions are expected to last until Sunday, and snow has been forecast to fall on higher ground.
And those are today's headlines. More news in an hour or online anytime on the news pages of the Star website.